have a further extension of this issue. This Moshe carries into Nozir, the Zivus. The axiom that principles are constant even though applications vary greatly. It's critical in understanding Torah. We expect a constancy of fundamental theorems, even though the corollaries take you all over the place. Here's the mental gymnastic. I plant seeds and I pick them up. I undid my previous act. That should have clicked in your mind, according to Dibbo's Moshe, of other acts which can be cancelled after they're done. Commonly referred to as, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu put erasers on pencils? So you can erase what you did before. Would he have such a case? By Nidorim, with someone's Shoel on Nidorim. He had a Neder. Now he wants to erase it. You people ever hear about a tefillah called Kol Nidri? Minyan of the Yoma. Papa Nusach to Kol Nidri is Miyom Kippurim She'ovar Ad Yom Kippurim Habo U'Miyom Kippurim Hazeh Yom Kippurim She'ovar Ad Yom Kippurim Hazeh U'Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Habo. That should be the Papa Nusach of the Kol Nidri, as approved by almost all the Roshonim. But the first part is, I want you to cancel my Nedarim from last year. You just woke up, just reminded yourself about the Nedarim from last year. The other one is, of course, more interesting.
Shoel means cancel out. Shoel means cancel out.
Shoel Adidah, sure. Yeah. The other one, the other half of it is also more, even more interesting. It says, Yom Kippur Zeh, Yom Kippurim Habo. All the Nedarim I will make, I want to cancel right now. Otherwise, don't believe a word I say. Tell you things, it doesn't mean anything. Okay, that's a problem. You come into Yom Kippur, you can say Kol Nidri, what the heck are you talking about? And it's a, remember, it's a high point in the whole Tfilas Yom Kippurim. Okay. I'll pick up here. Oh, Lama Dalit. Hine yesh des hapek bizoreya kol zman shel nishras k'man deshod dekade domi. V'ashrosh shohu liyach ha-gimu yomim k'lisa v'shach yodei yosim reisa ha-gimu sim kod bay. That's the reisa ha-gimu which I read for you this morning on Chodosh, on the Yisro Chodosh. Ulay o Yosel, maybe even longer than three days. And Kursa Kessel, Kiregere suggests could be weeks. In reality, it could be months. If you plant on Shabbos and you're waiting for the rains to come in Eretz Yisrael, you could plant it sometime right around Pesach time or before. Nothing going to happen until Sukkot time. Ubinatiya, if you're talking about putting a sapling in the ground, binatiya ho'ikam tanakama b'shviyas diniklat b'shloshim yom, 30 days, shenimso shamalocho lo nigmu ashloshim yomim b'zorim, shloshim yom o'shei shabosos rab yosi, o'shim k'li yisim g'en, k'im b'rashash, because of, now referring to the Rashash that I gave you. You have a copy of Rashash too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gave it last time? No, you remember?
Yeah, it was orange. It was bright orange.
Huh? I'm sorry?
It was a bright orange sheet.
After
the tea. You got the orange sheet? Okay, good. Because of Shinukat Hazera Koidim Shinishash Niftar Kemo Bero de Paz Benir de Hapas Koidim Shinefa Ubo Poshut. Im Iviu Lebezdin, Kodim Shenishras, Im Yishayru Oskila, Mihachad Asho Yikabe Tazera, Vada Yisharish, Eishel Chayva, Meitam Shekosa Tosa Gitten there, Lapinu Mabinoza Shaloka, which is Shosa Yayin Vinitma Lamesin, after Yochel Ishol Al Nizuruso. What's he saying? 280 we're going to bring someone to Bezdin. We saw him planting his field on Shabbos. So, Sanhedrin, kill him. Right? We warned him, we gave him Aschor, he went ahead and did it anyway. Right? Shay ate him with Aschor, so we'll kill him. What do we kill him for? He may go out and pick up the seeds and throw it in his pocket. He didn't do anything then. Likewise, a Nozir. Two of them see a nozzle in a bar and he's busy there drinking wine. They warned him not to do it, right? So take him to Bezdin and give him Malchus. Malchus, wait a minute. I don't want Malchus. Give me three rabbonim and I'll say, what? I'm sorry, I took the nezirus, I took the neder, and they'll say, mutalach, 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 we're all finished. Yeah. They said, that's why God put erasers on pencils. So koydim shenishras im yichayvu oskila miyachad asho yikabe sezer avad yishtarish yish shechayvu mitam shekosu teisus there. Like by Nozir, we give him Malchus, even though, right, as those of us shosa yayin or nitma lemesin, after Yochel Lishol in Zerusso, likewise, next case, another case of erasing an act, an immoral act. What? Chenizchai Misa Beishishisha Zinso. The problem is, you know, these things, I know, they said to do the homework. You know, how do you interpret that? Hesish is in, so what to say? Let's see. How do you remember that?
Hesish is that she's in after Shema Yishlach Laget, so like they're committing adultery, and so you ask.
She's into a get, so what? She can, don't choose an Hesish? She's not Hesish from now on, but before?
Does it take effect immediately, though?
Huh?
Doesn't the get take effect immediately?
It was in the mail.
As he gets it to the
get is being sent.
That's after the her visit to the motel.
Right, but I'm saying, but it was given to the shliach, takes effect immediately, and she didn't realize that she got the get yet, and she's committing it. So
No. The cause of law saved the krisus with no san biyoda. It doesn't come to her hands. She's not the
who knows? He sends her a bad get. Which the Rabbanan don't like, so they are Sakhir Lakdishan.
No, no good.
Yeah.
Those things are bad get. Bad
no,
get.
No, I mean, it's not a get that they're running. They're running.
The host told you it's not a good get? Okay, I'm slapping.
He sends the get and he's
missing a point in halacha.
It's a chazaka, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it's a chazaka, right?
No, what chazaka?
I don't know, Basar Rabba?
It's not such a fancy thing. We're just assuming that.
Hold on. It's interesting how you crit some shot. Let's see it.
Maybe after...
How did you mutilate the shot? Yeah.
You come and confront them for their avera, and they defend themselves that...
A what?
A get was sent, so maybe...
No, get was sent, and she's a nature's age.
Yeah.
You could say perhaps that she's at war and one person can. No, we have the case where we have one ed.
Yeah, good.
Allah, so on al pi ed echad or something like that. She's made a
wow.
Almana, and then the husband comes back.
Publish quick before it goes away. Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like that she, if she's being mizana, then clearly the get isn't of no consequence. If she's
okay,
saying
okay.
She doesn't.
Okay.
She,
what do you want now? Yeah. If she gets a get, they should see. You send the get now, doesn't do any good.
I think she didn't get the get yet. She's committed.
So
she's
in shish.
Right, she's in shish.
So she was in so. So he kill her.
Maybe he throws it in a rishus. And
so
she doesn't realize it yet.
She was mizane with the man on January 1. We're now talking about January 2.
No, she says they will commit zona on condition that we send the get. Shema yishlach get yitzu shitkar hakedushim mishum dein choshim.
Okay. You just missed the facts, and not your fault. You're talking.
She was with
us. It's not your fault that you're not Moritz. It's just, you're born that way. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Okay. Listen carefully. It's a Takonas Chachomim. Chachomim were worried about. A man will send a get to his wife, right? With a shliach. And then... Sheikh is off already, on a boat going off, he can't reach him, no email or there. And then he'll change his mind, he'll bring Vatel get. I'm sorry, I thought about it, I don't want to divorce her. The woman, however, is Medina Sayom, she'll receive the get. And she'll assume her husband rejected her, right? And she has to be a very nice lady, she'll shidduch him around the corner, she'll remarry. Find out 6 months later, that she was a nation sish. So what made a takone? If you send a get with a shliach, and you mabatel the get shalom b'fnei hashliach, then we afkino rabbanu lekedushim inei, we go ahead and cancel the original kedushim to avoid mamzeros. Okay, got the picture? Let it settle in. Got it? Now read those words. She'im. How can I undo the Kedushin? What does he say? Now read the words. She'im yishlach laged.
Sorry. After Shami yishlach laged, v'yiv talenu shit akru ha-Kedushin. Mishum dein choshin lezeh das linen basar ruba.
Okay. So what's he saying? So everybody will figure out, everybody knows that halacha. Said yishlach laged, and he'll be mevatel laged. So now he leaves her an ashesish unknowingly. Rabbanu took care of that by saying, what? Hefka bezen hefka, afkin rabbanu l'kedushim inei. We annul the original marriage.
Based on what?
Huh?
Based on what can you just nullify the kedushin? It was a kosher kedushin.
By flexing my muscles. Rabbanu say, retroactive, you gave her the ring on monetary matters, hefka besen hefka. We declare that ring as hefka, therefore you gave her nothing. That's halacha. We had an unhappy situation with a wonderful person Rabbi Emanuel Rachman Zechon Levocha, who went off the deep end on the Aguna issue, on this unfairness, the immorality of a man refusing to give his wife a get when they're separated. So how do you make him give a get? Not easy. Once upon a time, as the Rambam quoted in his time, Yeralocha Moshe Mesinai, you have to give a get only Burotso. I can't force you to give a get. It's called a get me'usa. Get me'usa is possible. So what do you do? Makanoso, Atriyom Erotsan. I beat you until you say, yes, I want to give a get. That's called a Chinese volunteer. We don't have that power now. Bezin said, beat the guy up, he should give a get. He'll sue me in court, they'll lock me up in jail for assault and battery.
That's if he knows who it is.
Huh?
That's if he knows who it is.
It's like
by the way, Satna have that approach. They have to tell you a quick story involving one of the most famous names in Judaism, in Jewish, American Jewish families today. One of them gets in the papers regularly for good things, not for bad things. Where a member of his family refused to give a get. I got involved, finally got them to come to my house, and they were going to spend the night at my house. After that, I don't want to get it in the morning. Finally convinced him he has to give a get, it can't be otherwise. It's resorting to his family, etc., etc. Several years had gone by, he refused to give a get. Sitting in my office at home, and I knock on the door, and a fellow walks in, 6.5 feet tall, a beard. Yeah. You want to know, is that man here? Yeah, he's here. Are you talking here? The Rebbe told him to come in and deliver a message. The message is, the Rebbe wants to know whether your wife will be a grusha or an almona. That was the message. Okay. So he wrote again the following day. Not because of that, I had worked it out already. After several hours, I finally convinced him. That's a true story. I said, a big shlub walks in, just like that. No word from his mouth. He says, the Rebbe wants to know whether your wife will be in a grusha or not. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. Now you see Pshat in there? What's missing is, okay. Just assume everybody knows that case. So Rabbi Rachman Zechon Levocha, who was one of the first of the full lawyers, and he was a candidate for president of YU. A very, very effective rabbi in Far Rockaway. He went off the deep end, trying to solve that Aguna problem. He said, we're also a Bezdin. Afkino Rabon L'Kedusha Mineh. We will, why, what, trouble giving him a get? We'll annul the wedding. We don't need a get. And incurred the wrath of all Rabbonim because we don't have that power. You have to understand, I spoke Shabbos Shuvah on the topic of our chos, a court. Our courts, their courts, Esau going to court, and so on. We have limited power. Shlichusayu koavdinon. We only function under a limited authority from the last Bezdin that had smicha, from the last Sanhedrin. You can't paskin coercive forces. You can't have no coercive forces unless you are musmuch. You have no smicha anymore. What then? The Chazal said those things essential for the survival of society, we give you the authority to rule on them. That includes, Bo says, hodos volvos, business transactions, basically. Everything else, I just have my, not my coercive power, but rather my ability to cajole you, convince you. You don't have it. We don't have that power. We don't even can handle a case of two people got into an altercation and physically they damage each other. Niski Odom is looked upon as lo shchiach, it's uncommon. Therefore, we weren't given authority to rule on them. And that's why we always have a real problem that you have to lean on the Goyish courts for coercive power. Yet it's also to go to Goyish courts. So we play games. We say, if the Goyish court comes because I told them to function, I gave you a heter to go to Achos, then really they work under my authority. Okay? That's why to go to court be the heter bezdin. Otherwise, there's an isur davaisa. Eila mishpotem shatosim utnehim. Lifneim v'lo lifnei akum. Pointed out in Hazinu, the last Shabbos, the Shabbos Shuva, Sedlah, was a terrible, terrible situation. The Pesuk says, Voyveinu pelilim, and our enemies become our judges. That's the other Pesuk they cite for the Isul to go to a Goyish court. Okay?
What happens if someone is subpoenaed? A person wants to go,
That's why those halachas lean on the other halacha of dina d'malchus edina. One of the limits, d'malchus is also din d'oraisa. That we're required by law to follow the law of the land.
Yeah, but a fellow Jew, Chas v'Shalom, wants to take someone and they go first to a beit din.
We don't ask you to go ahead and be in contempt of Bezdin, contempt of the court, and not go to court and then lock you up in jail. The onus is on the one who called, one who initiates the court action. The fact that you are forced to go, that's not your violation.
Regarding the get, didn't the Rebbe just say that in the pasuk it says he has to put it in her hand, though?
Yeah.
So how do we have a shliach? It has to be in her hand.
It doesn't work. Shliach is the post office. I can mail or get in the post office.
No, but when we do a get today, doesn't they both have to be in the room? No shaliach, no post office.
No. Most gittin that I'm involved in, usually it's a shaliach. Why? They hate each other. They don't be in the same room together. So we use a shaliach. There's a nusach shach shlichus. So it's a whole. Formal.
The whole Aguna Foundation here, they had a movie that a woman had been trying to get for years,
right.
And finally the husband agreed, and she had to go in, even as much as she hated him, and take it again in her hands.
Nonsense. No such thing.
No?
That's a movie. That's why.
So they were like documenting.
That's why the Haredim are right. You mustn't go to movies.
No, this was made by the. But whatever the Aguna company is called.
Shluchos Odom Kamoso. No, the same. Shliach is. It's. We have Gittin delivered when I was in Russia and for 16, 17 days' time. I took over the yeshiva there because the yeshiva had to go away. I timed my visit there to what was the job of Rosh Yeshiva in Russia? To write Gittin. He had three or four students. Main job was many, many, many cases where the wife wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and he did not want. Or well, most of the cases they started together and then he changed his mind and so on. Yeah. And she's in Eretz Yisrael and he's here. And no problem of coercing him to give a get. But how do you get from Russia to Eretz Yisrael? So you wrote a get, gave it to a shliach to deliver it. There's the rabbi's manual, not one for the RCA, but it's called Kavanoki, Sefer Kavanoki, which is the what every Masada get uses there to follow. Each step is very critical to follow all the steps. In there you have, in addition to the protocol of giving the get, you have the Shtar Shlichus, Shlichus Aleph, Shlichus Beis, Shlichus Gimel, Shlichus Dalet. One shliach makes another shliach. When you write a get, the husband in the nusach, in the format of question and answers that you have to go through, the man is told, or is asked, are you willing to give a get al de shliach if that becomes necessary? So he has a formula to say, I hereby authorize you to make a shliach, and a shliach can make a shliach up until 100 shluchim, until the get reaches my wife. That's the nusach. Okay. Good idea. I don't know, well, it should be available. Like we told before Yenta, we had a chalitza, yeah, and some people came in, rabbanim, just to be present at the chalitza. Yeah. I assume they built a little bezdin here. I think ultimately the bezdin of America is going to move into this building, there, and part of the advantage is to make it possible for Talmidim to be present when some of these official acts are done. It shouldn't be just something that you never saw, never see. Torah requires sometimes Riyo as well as Shmiyo, seeing as well as hearing. Okay, let's go. All right, so what do you say? Yes. It says there, right. So you have a zoi, picking up the zera after you seeded it. That undoes, you say, right? So yes, now how about Eishizisha Zinso, or Nozir Sheshosa Yayin, or Timi Lemesim, right? Now read that line, and suddenly that line will make full sense to you if you only knew the case before, right? You got that, you have it? Four lines from the bottom. Eishizisha Zinso, after Shema Yishach Lo Get, and you missed the word, Viya Vatlenu. How come you didn't translate that word? Had you translated that word, it would have given it away. What's the case talking about? He sent a get, and he was mevatel a get against the orders of Chazal that said you can't be, you shouldn't be mevatel a get shelo b'fnei hashliach or shelo b'fnei ha'isha, for fear that she may remarry without being aware that she's still an eishes ish. Right? So what does it say? After Shema Yishal get Vietan, and then Yisaku HaKadushin. Why don't you, how can you then treat an Eishes Ish as if she was Mezana? There's always a possibility that her family will lean on her husband to save her life, he'll write her a get, and then be mevatel a get after the shliach leaves. He mevatel a get by going to two witnesses and say, I hereby mevatel a get, change my mind. Then the rabban will get angry and say, oh, that's what you did. So we'll mevatel your kedusha. And that'll save her life. So what do we say? Mishum de'ein choshin lezeh. We don't worry about unusual circumstances when we function according to our roche. Das linen bosaruba. You follow the norm. And the norm is, when a fellow becomes a nazir, ain't sholen on his usul. Right? Ubosaruba, the rov, ain't megavchit shuseim, ushashokon a get. They do send a get, right? Ain't mevatlin. I think that's the next word should be. Right? The gam, we have the rule of chazoko. What is she now? What is he now? He's now a nozzle, he's a nozzle. What will be later? As someone said, the past is history, the future is prophecy. All we have is the present, and that's the presence from Rabbeinu Shlomo. Okay. Okay. I left you for doing the whole thing, but I don't want to take the whole shiur. Skip to the last paragraph on the page. No, on the same page. Lochein. I just keep just cutting out where he wanders a little further away from the inyan that we're talking about. Lochein, it's on the same page, the last paragraph. No, page two. You didn't turn the page. You're up to the second page already. The Lochein, K'mosh Eloka Nozik Sheova on Israel, Afshe Yochel Israel on Israel, Leish Yisish Chayev Smiso, Afshe Efshel Sheiz Batla Yisro, Yesh Lachayvo Skila Avkodem Shenishrosh. Meyacha shevada yishtarish. Or maybe how do you deal with abbreviations? That's another problem. Every one who writes makes his own abbreviations. We don't have a standard of text abbreviations. O shelo domi lenozir. No, it's not like shelo domi lenozir. I can differentiate between Shabbos Zriya and the Nozir case. Mishnei Taimim. And that's the Dibbles Moshe, that's his standard style. That's why it's such a valuable thing. He just said he's so lengthy. He always presents the other view. How I can view this thing, I can always view it two ways. I know what I think, go one way, but I can see the other way, and then I have to refute the other way to make my ways solid. O shalom doma lenosim, mishnei taimim. Two reasons I can differentiate between the case of Shabbos and the case of Nozir. Chodeh, How case of Shabbos is no Avera was done yet. He did a Maise, but no Avera. Why? I know the Avera is only after Nishrash. What if you should go ahead and scatter the seeds? I guess he doesn't mention, but that's a better example, I think, on a ground that the seeds can't grow. You have to know a little microbiology for that. All these floods, these flooding that go on, went on in the west, in the southwest, tremendous flood. No one who's not a farmer can appreciate the tragedy of flooding. We think my fields get flooded, a wonderful thing, a lot of water, right? What happens when a field gets flooded? The oxygen in the soil disappears. Our plants are aerobic, they need oxygen to grow. The reason the plants grow is because in between the grains of sand there's water, but there's air. Without that air, the plants can't grow. The roots need air, otherwise they die. They're not anaerobic, they can't grow without oxygen. When you flood a field, you cut off all the air. Those air spaces now filled with water. The plants' roots don't have gills like fish to be able to get air from water. Therefore, what takes over in the field are those bacteria who can grow without air, the so-called anaerobic bacteria, the Clostridium species. And they produce acids. People study anybody study biology, chemistry. They can't go to oxygen, so they get stuck what's called an anaerobic metabolism. Anaerobic metabolism deals with inability to burn acids. Pyruvic acid gets stuck there, and the field turns sour. You know that farmers put lime in the field because they will pick up a pinch full of earth, put it in their mouth, and if it tastes sour, they know that something's not right. They better lime the field to neutralize the acid in the field. What if he went ahead and after a flood, he sees the ground? I don't know, the guy's crazy. Without putting lime in the ground, nothing's going to grow. Certainly he didn't do an Avera. So the Avera is still tied in with the ability to grow.
If you had Kavana.
No, also you assume we're not dealing with idiots. Idiots don't do avails. Don't admit to see them. The idiot doesn't know what he's doing. So he didn't do it. He wanted to do an avail. On the contrary, he's a shagas. He wants to do an avail. Two witnesses told him, you plant a field, we'll give you miso. He said, the hell with you. Is it there for his listen? The Afsha Maisesh also order Bibloch Bimelech Azriya. The Zri Unity Urakla Nicho Bores Vashosh and Asi Videshamayim. Because the Ainzek ain't tonight, Shom Ischayev Allah Abeira Shosh Allah Shinishu. Ella da dayin lo nigmura masa havera shalo arach shenishcha kirazinen behibik paspetano b'shogeg. What do you say there? If niska kodim shenefo, if before it formed a crust, he wants to take it out, then poto michatos. The chiddush is, even if he doesn't take it out, if the rabbonim told him not to take it out, because the isur rabbonim to make kriyas pas, also poto, okay. But the idea is that he can undo the act that he did. Right? See, this is what happens. Now he takes you into unnecessary. But other example, right? Gabi Hotzor of Shabbos. No, skip it. We try to keep focused on what we're on, right? Pick up three lines on the bottom. Vim Kain. Gam Zoreya Venotea. Shadayin lo nase krum. Kodesh Nishras. Nama hava haschosho shibdei shimayim chelik me amrocha shosohu. And therefore, Vim Zora Beshogeg. Veniska kodim shahushras. Yepote lechatosh. Shalokain ein lechaibo askila. Adayin kodim shenigmo amaisa avera. Also bezrioso. Okay, give you now English translation. The question was, is it like a case of a nozir? They can be sure on a zero, so I said, no, it's not the same. Here, the act that he did was an act that's mechayev himisa. The fact that the act will finish bidei shemayim, meaning it's not a hands-on act that he's doing. He's not going to be in the oven baking the bread. It's going to happen by itself, right? It's a little dumb. The nose is also havei kulu mamish tekev shesosa yai mitmulames. He did a full aveira, the nose. What then? I'm not going to undo the aveira. Again, here the clear distinction. In one case, I didn't do the Aveira. I'm responsible for the Aveira that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do for me. God made the laws of nature, and the bread will get baked, right? Therefore, I'll be chayev. But the fact is, at the time when I finished my action, which is putting the bread in the oven, or scattering the seeds on the ground, there was no Aveira yet. I will be responsible, even though I'm not going to do anything more. I will be responsible for what happens. Therefore, I'm not undoing an aveira that I did. The aveira is there. By Nozir, he drank the wine, and nothing can do to undo the wine. Therefore, the aveira was completed at the onset. ורק שאפשר ליבות אל הווירה די שאלו שלכן חייב. Likewise, כל שכן שבאשס איש עושה סוג כבר כל הווירה אף שאפשר שיזבטל. מכל מקום, כל זמן שנזבטל יש לחייב ושפיר. But in the case of Shabbos, when I scattered the seed, you can't give him Misa, he says. Why? He didn't do an Aveira.
Isn't that say the...
The Aveira is being done by Kodesh Baruch Hu.
But it's a Psikresha, though.
Huh?
Isn't this a Psikresha?
Yeah, wait, no, you see, no Psikresha, right? May not grow, no. Therefore, certainly you can't give him Misa. Let's assume it's a seed, like it says, but in Shrius, it'll grow in 2 months. And Bezin wants to finish off the job, so they want to kill him. So you can't kill him. Maybe he won't grow. Or maybe he'll tell some of his family, go out, pick up every seed. Because he didn't do a Maisa Aveira. The Halacha says, an Aveira that happens by itself, so-called Bidei Shemayim, from an action which you did, you are responsible. You set off an automatic device, so you are responsible. You push the button. Even though nothing's going to happen, Therefore, indeed, you can't take him to Beis Din and give him Chiyuv Misa until you see what's going to happen. Achash and Nishrash. That's not the case of a Nozir. A Nozir drank the wine, that wine he drank fully by himself. As a Nozir, he did an Avera. Now you tell me there's a way to exonerate him from the Avera. That's like President Obama, Yimach Shemo, went ahead and exonerated some guy from the previous administration who did Kol Dovar Oso. And he wiped his record clean. He's now a tzaddik. In my shul, we won't give him shlishi. We don't do that. There's no way to exonerate a fellow from the Isu. What then, you tell me? There's a technical thing. Yeah, I can exonerate it. I can go ahead, right, and declare amnesty on the fellow. Fine. That doesn't make him a less of a chote. Avera he did. Beis Din won't be able to punish because of a technical illegalism.
If they watch it, they watch the plant grow?
Yeah, but if it should grow, then they'll give me some. But there's a possibility he can undo it. Likewise, by the HSH, there's no possibility of undoing the Avera. No matter what she does, she remains a prostitute. That's the chelik. A prostitute she is. There's no way to take that away. So what then? The Beis Din won't punish because you want to make sure that the Avera really holds or something. So it's nonsense. You go bust a hole, of course, the possibility is that I get to a shliach, but the shliach, in other words, that doesn't interfere with the rulings of Beis Din. You go bust a hole, bust a chazoke, etc. But in the very nature of the Avera, it's entirely different than our case of Zriya. That's the key point. Case of Zriya, no Maisa Avera was done. He's chayim for an Avera that happens later. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's for the Avera that's going to happen later. You are responsible because you initiated the Avera. That's not the case of the Nozir Shosayayin or the Yishu Shazinso. Right? There was an Avera. Therefore, in our case, since the Avera, you initiated the Avera and hasn't yet been completed, then indeed you can't bring the man to judgment until you determine whether indeed there'll be an Avera or not. So you have this strange thing. It's not an Avera, Besen can't do anything. It is an Avera, even though he didn't do anything more. Whatever he did already. They're not going to add anything more to it. Everything happens after that Bidei Shemayim. That's okay. That's Halacha Moshe Sinai, that some acts you have full responsibility because you initiated the act. You are the cause of it. Yeah. Hilchos Shabbos, that's the games we've been playing with modern technology. To be wrong, you remind me one of these days, I have a grommet switch home. A cutaway grommet switch. Anyone know that term, a grommet switch? No, half Eretz Yisrael functions on grommet switches. Wheelchairs, elevators, companies work on grommet switch. What's a grommet switch? I push a button and nothing happens. And when I'm not looking, a current scoots in because I push that button. But it's like almost like a time delay, but it's a little fancier than that, but I'll show you. Trouble is that they copied that in the Tzomet, and there thing, they just put in a time delay switch. Time delay is hard to defend. But imagine something where I push a button and I don't know what's going to happen. Because in the switch, there's a kind of an uncertainty principle. I don't know when the thing will go on. So happens I do know it'll go on after 4 seconds. But each time it tries to go on, a contact is made, something turns it off. A contact is made, something turns it off. Contact turns it off. The fourth time contact is made, nothing turns it off. do photoelectric cells. Very interesting thing. It's interesting. Halachically, I don't think it has validity, even though I was in charge of that project.
So the person will push the button on Shabbat.
But it ties in very nicely with this whole concept of an action that leads to nothing. I actually did nothing. I put seed on the ground. He said, lying in a bit in there. And then suddenly something happens. Suddenly it rains. Suddenly the sun shines. Suddenly, right? And therefore the thing works. So I need a lot more to be seen. That's called a Maisa Melocha. But it's not a Maisa Avera. The Avera is not completed until the Takash and Nishkash. Therefore, he says, if they should go ahead and pick it up, right? He quotes in between the Rosh Hashanah and the Amnezer. So the way you have to understand Pshat is this way. If he goes ahead and picks it up later, he did an Avera. If, however, Bezin wants to punish him, Bezin can't punish him because he didn't do the Avera. Bezin can only punish you for an Avera that was completed. An Avera that was initiated, Kodesh Boko can punish you. He called that a Maisa Melocha, but it's not a Maisa Avera. Up the last line, he leaves you with an ear or acceptable view. With Sohir, Medina. See the last of the paragraph. Now, so make up your mind. What are we reading? How would you, if you were in court, how would you rule on this case? Sohir Medina says, Avshe b'shvil tam abez, hoy misaber yosel sheish lechaybo tekef miyachashen oker ve'ena makabez hazera. Tam Beis was, what he said was, I did a Maisa Melocha, that's Zoreya, whether it'll grow or not is not our consideration. There, you go Bosa Chazoka, Bosa Rov, most people will not pick up the seed after they grew, therefore I have a right to sit in judgment on them right away. Right? Abo, but Bishvil Tam HaRishon, Misaba Yosef Shein Lachaybo Kodesh and Nishras. Mikomo Kom Tzorchi. According to the second analysis, that the Maisa Avera is different than the Maisa Avera of Nozir and Eishes Ish. Where the Avera was done, and as of some way of exonerating them after that, that's different than from not doing the Avera. Okay. So much for that.
But it seems he
let me okay. What I saw something like nice last night. Yeah. By the way, you know they have the Kovetz of propulsion on Shabbos, but unlike on the other Masechtas, which you get one book, here you get two books, each one this size. Okay. You watch, you come to, there must be 30 Mefarshim that included in the volume. Watch how they stay away from our Perek. On the other Pokim, each one has 10, 20, 30 pages. I'm talking about the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rid, etc. And our Perek, Perek Zayin, yeah, two pages. Everybody got scared off. So I think we said it basically in class, but there's the Shita Saran, one of the Mefoshim in the Kovetz. It's called Shita Saran. It's not the Chiddush Eran. It's another Sefer that Ran wrote on Shabbos. And Poras Silko. You refresh your memory on the Gemara? It says, Hi man, the Poras Silko, right? He cut what?
A
beet. Cut beets, right? And Tosha said, right? Dafke Silko. So we posed the question, what does Tosha have against beets? Why did he beat the beets to death? Right? For beets, you chayav misa. Right? Listen to the language of the Shita Saran. Dafke Silko, use the same lashon of Tosfos. Shemechusa hechsher shel bishul. And he quotes the Baal HaTruma. To think is a rishon too. It has to be a rishon. Yeah. The mutter lachtoch bitzolim bein biyad bein besakin kivan shenechal kemo shuchai. I only want to give a little insight in this silka. Then it wouldn't be only silka alone, or just beets. Anything vegetables not eaten raw. Therefore, the only way you eat it when it's cut into small little pieces. But he says, onion, you want to make eggs and onion on Shabbos, you can cut up an onion in little pieces. Because people eat raw onions. Silka is only prepared for cooking. Therefore, your tochein, if you cut up little pieces, is preparatory to cooking. But onions are eaten raw. Right?
Like out of the ground.
Therefore, the fact you took a big piece and made it into small pieces is no big deal. There's no mleches machsheves there. It's the only one of all the mepharshim who even makes note of it. Again, I'm quoting the exact lotion. It's dafka silko shemechusar hechsher shabishul. Right? Then there's shagoz because the Balatruma wrote the muta lachto betzolim bein biyad bein besakin. Whether you break it in little pieces by finger or you cut it with a knife, and the cutting of a knife may be an instrument already, right? Not a professional instrument, but an instrument like kino v'tamchui, right? Kivon the nechal kemo shuchai. Okay. Let me take pick the ball again. Now, boys, let me do a little. It's a housekeeping. Want to shut that? That's the batch of the Ran. It's not limited to silka, but it should be like dafke ke'ein silka.
Yes,
yeah, so other things like silka, now, and turnips. I don't know if turnips are eaten raw. Nowadays, you come to a chassan and they have this vegetable table, yeah, for all the. That's where if your people want to see what you should be eating, you go to the vegetable table. But no one goes there. The only one goes there. You see two or three skinny people, yeah, over there. All the others are at the sweetbreads and the no. To me, the biggest chiddush of all is you go to these weddings. Baruch Hashem, nowadays weddings are fairly fancy. They cost a lot of money, and they prepare very good food. What in the smorgasbord? What area is most popular? Where they're serving frankfurters and hamburgers. So go to Peten. They're serving a fancy duck and meat and veal and the lineup you see, the lineup always lined up. Yeah. This. Okay. Montel, yeah. I can't quote you. I didn't see a lotion, but I got a better insight from looking at several of the Mephoshim mentioned tools. Nobody does anything to explain exactly what it is. But here's, let me give you the composite. I think I gave you most of it. I think from last night, I think I clarified a little bit better for myself. Yeah. What the heck does he mean there? Habor Tumasin. If you borer the beam from its coat, right? That's called borer. That's yofe minara, that's mutu, that's fine. That's yofe, that's ochel from the psolus, right? Biodo, lecho miyad, that's biyad, miyad, and everything is fine. Why does it say also? Right. So look at the Russian. It's not fair that the Gemara threw this in without a better explanation. Right? I say because the Shalkala Shiva Zimni, the first line, because these tumas are cooked seven times. You cook it, pour out the water seven times. Below Shaklele Misrach, and if you won't take it away, it'll spoil, it'll smell, right? Then, psoles midoch ochel dami. Therefore, the psoles is the bean, and the shell is the ochel. Okay. I have to add just one thing to make it understandable. That the shell is edible. That's the point. It's not a shell that you throw away. No, you eat both parts of it. But it's not ochel mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch ochel, the one you want to eat is the ochel. The one you don't want to eat, you want to leave behind, is the psoles, right? Not so. Take this pot of beans, he says, and I want to put the beans away to eat on Sunday. In order to make it impossible for me to eat on Sunday, I have to remove the beans from the shells because the beans are misal socher. They're going to give a bad odor to the other part, which you have to add is also edible. Therefore, I look upon the fact that this bean has to be separated now from the other part. Otherwise, if you don't take it out now, it's going to spoil. Then by taking it out, I am saving the other part from spoiling. Therefore, this is the spoiler. The spoiler is the ra. Therefore, I'm taking psoles from ochel. Let me try that again. It's only trot. Really, I tried every permutation computation to get some out of the sigil. So here's how to learn pshat. The tumasin, both parts of the tumasin are edible. However, the shell part, the other part, is stable. This part is very sensitive, it spoils easily. Therefore, maybe I'd add even this in my own mind, I think better. I have to take it away from the water. I mean, if it's going to spoil, why take it out? It's misrach anyway. No, it's misrach only when it's in the water. So therefore, by removing the beans there, I now save both of them. But the fact is, it's the bean that would have made the trouble. Since the bean would have made the trouble, therefore the bean is the psoas. Had I left it alone, the whole pot would have turned rancid, would have had a bad smell. What would cause the bad smell? The beans, which were cooked seven times, right, now are very fragile, very labile. Therefore, I have to remove the beans in order to save the other part of the bean, the so-called shell part of the bean, which is edible. So I take away the bean, because it could spoil everything. the bean shell doesn't spoil anything. Therefore, the bean is the psolus, and the shell is not. Therefore, I'm boer, the psolus from the ochel.
A person doesn't eat the whole thing, though? They don't eat the inside?
Yes.
So then,
but I got to take it away. That's why I got to get a picture. So very simple. I can visualize you have stuff soaking in water. While it's in the water, especially in those days, no much refrigeration. When it's in the water, it'll spoil. If you take it out dry, it won't spoil. So by taking it out, right, I save both parts. Then the beans can be eaten and the shell can be eaten. We said, well, then there's no psolus. No, not true. He said, that's the chiddush. Since this would have spoiled, then that's the one that requires your attention. Otherwise, it'll make things bad. So that one is the guy with the bad temperament. He has the bad things, right? Therefore, the bad one is the bean. The bad one is the bean. I take the bean away, then it's called borel solas from the ochel liyachayev. Fellas, you're not going to do any better. Don't give me a hard time.
When we get it in...
There's nothing better around.
When a person buys the canned fava beans, what state is that already in?
I'm sorry?
When a person buys from the store,
right,
canned
that's dry,
fava
that's a,
beans...
That's a dry bean.
This is after this whole process is done with?
No. That's a dry bean. If I remember... not before Yom Kippur, when you come back, I'll try to remember to go into the store, one or two stores that still sell that bob, that sell this tourbison.
If we're talking about the same thing, my mother has a recipe that she cooks fava beans and tomato sauce. And
yeah.
So, but no one's taking anything out of anything.
it's because of tomato sauce. They haven't heard about tomato sauce yet. Okay, I tell you. Okay. You think I know what 100% what tumasin is? You do the best you can. Okay. Why the Gemara didn't throw an extra line or two to tell you with? That's the trouble. Everybody deals from his own frame of reference. It was such an obvious thing in the time of the Gemara. Everybody knew what we're talking about. Didn't have to explain anymore. But passage of time, we don't have that... that perfect record of what was. That's why the Mishnah needed the Gemara to explain it, right? And the Gemara needed Rashi and Tosfos, and they needed the Rishonim to explain that, then the Chayyim to explain the Rishonim, right? And it's just a sign of our slow deterioration as a scholarly people. All right. Let's take a drop with just one more. A very important one. Amar Rava. My last thing we learned was if you melt tar, I told you, Bishul is defined as, in this little sugi, this the few lines, the Gemara defines the nature of this melacha. It's either to make things hard or to make things soft. If you cook something, to soften it as bishul. If you cook something to harden it as bishul. In the mind, right? You go and cook tar, that's to soften it. You cook eggs, that's to harden it. Right? Amar Rava. And this alone should keep you busy for a while. Hayman the Ovet Chavita. If someone makes a barrel on Shabbos, Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatos. Okay? That's going to cost you 7 sheep. You did Mishogik. Tanura, if he makes a tanura, whatever that means, Chayev Mishum Shmona Chatos. Who can do better? Amarabaya, Hayman the Ovet Chalto. He makes a wicker basket. Chayev achad osre chatos. He can be chayev 11 chatos. Vichayte lepume. And he makes a rim around the mouth of the basket, chayev shosha esre chatos. He can be chayev 30 chatos. What does the Gemara want to tell you? Number one, that one maaseh on Shabbos, if it involves several malachos, each one of which you thought was mutter, you didn't know about isa malacha on Shabbos. You want to ask some place, what kind of guy are you talking about? What kind of idiot? I don't know nothing. I told you, Kotan Shenishba, he was captured among goyim, or Ger Shenizgaya ben goyim. Very interesting thing, that second one. Someone who should mention here. A ger was zgaya ben agoyim. What? A shliach of Chabad came traveling through a goyish town in the Midwest, which he found. Oh, they found a little boy, some kind of young man, right, who knows that he's Jewish, right? No, he doesn't know anything. He can be over a lot of chatos. He finds a young man who's heard about Judaism on the internet, and he wants to become a ger. So the Bava Choi calls up two other shluchim to show up. They dunk him in a mikveh, and make a mila. He's a Jew. What the heck does he know? Nothing. So why'd you make him into a Jew? Not knowing anything to be a Jew? That's the idea. Very important halacha in Gelus. Gelus is you join the army. That's all. Kadosh Baruch has an army. The Tzva Hashem, right? You join the army. You have to know where they're going to send you. What's your orders? Whatever I tell you to do, you better do. Once you put you in the brig, right? That's all. So the fellow says, yes, I want to be a Jew, I'll do whatever Judaism tells me to do. He's a legal girl, doesn't know nothing. Shabbos, kasher, nothing. He's a laughing Jew. And then the poor guy celebrates becoming a Jew. He goes out, has a lobster dinner, right, and so on and so on. You can build up a lot of chatos that way. Here's a guy who doesn't know a lot of malachas. I want to show you how many malachas you can do in making one project. He only has a little project. I want to make a barrel, that's all. It's not one malocha I made a barrel. Every step of making the barrel could be an av malocha. That details Rashi spells out, and we'll add a little bit more to it. Let's pick this up tomorrow. See what happened to Rafi's. Check out what's happening, whatever other boys are supposed to be here.
Okay, let's send an email.